Agatha Raisin and the Walkers of Dembley by M.C. Beaton. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB, supporting blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Agatha Raisin watched the sunlight on the wall of her office in the City of London. It was shining through the slats of the Venetian blind, long arrows of light inclining down the wall as the sun sank lower, the sundial of Agatha's working day. Tomorrow it would all be over, her stint as a public relations officer, and then she could return to her home in the village of Carsley in the Cotswolds. She had not enjoyed her return to work. Her short time away from it, her short time in retirement, had seemed to divorce her from the energy required to drum up publicity for clients from journalists and television companies. Although she had enough of her old truculence and energy left to make a success of it, she missed the village and her friends. She had gone back initially for a few weekends when she could get away, but the wrench of returning to London had been so great that for the past 2 months she had stayed where she was, working at the weekends as well. She had thought that her newfound talent for making friends would have worked for her in the city, but most of the staff were young compared to her 50-something and preferred to congregate together at lunchtime and after work. Roy Silver, her young friend who had inveigled her into working for Petmans for 6 months, also had been steering clear of her.